precious and more rare, our connection with the Sadhu, Vaikuntha Priyadarshan, those that are favored to Narayana or Krishna, to find their company. That is also very, very rare in our life. So whenever it occurs in any auspicious moment, we shall try to take benefit out of that. And Nimi Maharaj, arranged for it, brought a type of yajna. The rishi Nandis, suddenly the Nava Yogendra, 9 Yogendra, the masters of yogins appeared in that yajna sthal, in that area. And Nandi Maharaj disconnecting him with the yajna that was going on there. Without offering any seat for them, began this inquiry. And the introduction is this way. So you have come, you may go away. Any moment you may go away. Immediately you may disappear. You have appeared by my fortune. And to my misfortune you may disappear at this moment. So without losing a single second, he began his inquiry. But then Nava Yogendra, one by one, he put 9 questions, and each one of them was answer this question. There is Kobir Hovir Antarikha Prabuddha Pipalayana Havir Hutratha Dhumila Chamasak Karabhajana. The 9. They are sons of Rishabhadeva. Born yogis, Nava Yoga. In the saying of Karabhajana, we find about Yugavatara, a reference about Yugavatara and Krishna and Mahaprabhu also. This Karabhajana in Vyapar Yuga, the Yugavatara, Kriti Shukras Chatur Bahu, Tatayan Raktavar Nosho, Vyapari Bhagavan Sama Pita Vasa Halayudha. In this way, after this description, he comes to Kali and says, Iti Dhyaparo Udvisa Stubanti Jagadisharam Nana Tantra Vidhaneno Kalabhati Gathasenu. O King, up to Dhyapara Yuga I have finished mentioning about the Yuga Bhattara. They come to remind the people that this is the most appropriate thing, duty for this span of time, yuga. You do this, you will get more benefit. So, see, Dhyapara would be here, working after Dhyapara I have finished. Now, Nana Tantra Vidhaneno Kalabhati Yathasenu. By many Tantra Puran, it has been mentioned about the Yugavatara of Kali. And I am just going to forward to you that. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sangu Pangasta Pasaram Yogkrishanti Tanaprayi Jajanti Yoshmi Dato. Very shortly and in suppressed expression. Only this slok. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna sangu pangastra parsadam yogyai sankirtana praye jajantihi sumedhasa. Jajanari means Krishna Varnam, a black color. Tisha Krishna, but by luster, he is not black. Tisha Krishna, sangu pangastra parsadam, and with him, Sundar companion, companion will come also. Yogyai sankirtana praye, and he is mainly worshipped by the process of sankirtana. Sankirtana praye, yogyai sankirtana praye, jajanti ha sumedhasa. And very sharp intellect, the sumedhasa, the persons of good and proper intellect, they will perform this, not ordinary that was in it is mentioned in Bhagavata. Jiva Goswami gives the explanation. Krishna Varnam is his color is red, blue or black. Tisha or Krishnam, the parallel passage also, Jiva Goswami parallel sloka here. Yeah. Composed. Krishna Varnam, Tisha Krishna Sangu Pangas. Jiva Goswami say, Antak Krishna Bahir Gauram, Darsitang Gadi Vaibhavam, Kalau Sankirtana Dvaishma, Krishna Chaitanya Mahasthita. This is parallel slope composed by Jiva Goswami. Antak Krishna Bahir Gauram, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. Generally, his color is black, and the Tisha Kanta, Krishna, that is also luster, also black, generally. Then, how it is possible? Then Tisha or Krishna, the Sandhi is there. His color is Krishna, but his color, the luster, the luster is or Krishna, not black. Then not black man, not black does not mean Pito, Gaura, that is golden. Then where do you get that or Krishna? You may say the Krishna Varnam, color is Krishna, and also the luster, the halo is Krishna. This is redundant. So you say, my luster is akrishna. Akrishna means non-black. The non-black means does not mean yellow. Why do you get this yellow? Now, shukro raktastatha pita idanim krishna dhangvata. We find in, when Gaurgavarishi came to Vrindavan, Vasudev sent him for the a particular function. Of Namkaran of Krishna. Then Gargo came to the house of Nanda and they proposed Bhagavad sent me, where your child is grown up and now some particular function to be made. And the Namkaran will be. There he said, Shukru Rakta, you don't take him as an ordinary child. Is a child of peculiar acquaintance. Shukru raktas tatha pita idanim krishna dhangvata. He comes as white in Satya Yuga, red in Treta Yuga, and also he comes in yellow. Now he has come as black. So the pita is here, left for Kali Yuga. Do you follow? Shukro raktas tatha pita idanim krishna dhangvata. Idanim dhapare krishna dhangvata. But in other ages, there's white, red, and yellow. And now in dhapare, he has become black. So pita comes to Kali. His pita comes to. And there is another also in Rukma Bhadnam. In Upanishad, Yadapashya Pashyati Rukma Varnam, Kattagamisham purusham brahma yoni tadavidyan punyapapi vidhuya niranjanam sammam upaiti paramam upaiti. Rupma varna means yellow. And here also the pita comes to akrishna. Non-black means yellow. So Krishna, antakrishnam bahir gauram. The black color is emitting out as if through the yellow lastra. Antakrishnam bahir gauram. In other words, the fact is that Krishna wanted to come as incarnation of Kali, this Kali Yuga, and to fulfill his promise in Vrindavan that I shall chant the glory of the gopis, especially of Radha. I shall take chant half men, half glory, and roll on the earth, on the dust of the earth. And Radharani told, I won't allow a your body to roll on the earth, on the dust of the earth. I shall cover it. I shall cover you. So, antakrishnam bahir gauram, bhavakanti. So, both mood as well as luster, the color of Radharani, captured Krishna when he came here in Kali, not in all Kali, but on special Kali, the 28th day of Brahma. In all the days of Brahma, every yuga avatar comes. But only on the 28th day of Brahma, Ashtavinsha-chaturjugi, Swayam Bhagavan in Vrindavan and Swayam Bhagavan in Navadvi, yuga, both yuga avatar, that's all. So antakrishnam, krishna varnam tisha, akrishnam means titam, antakrishnam vahir gauram. Dorsidam gari vaibhavam, it does not come alone, comes with his paraphernalia. Suitable companion to his devotee. And this Kali, double function. First to preach the Naam Sankirtan, the most important. The second is the special that this is Radha Bhavi Vibhavita to Krishna, posing himself in the mood of Radharani, wants to take test of his own rasa. He is Rasu Visha. Yeah, I am Rasa himself. But how? And what intensity of finest rasa in me? I like to taste. Only devotees can taste. So he took the posing of Radharani to taste himself, his own self, as Krishna, the central and final and the perfection abode of rasa. Only Radharani can taste that rasa maximum. And if he had to take that nature, that mode, that temperament, to taste his own intrinsic expression. So, but that he came down, and the first duty to spread Nam Sankirtan And this secondary internal private duty was to sabhajana, vibhajana, prayojana avatara, to taste his own intrinsic expression in the mood of Radha. So in Puri, with Rai Ramananda Swarupa and other similar, that great union and separation, the ocean of the separation, union and separation, that sort of life continuously 12 years, the last 12 years, the past is time only in the taste, in the process of taste. Sangam Gungasta Pasam Jagai Sankirtana Prari Jajanti Hashmi Rasa. And that incarnation is generally worshipped by Sankirtan. Without Sankirtan, Gauranga and his paraphernalia cannot be worshipped. He is satisfied with the type of worship, namely having Sankirtan. The propounder of Sankirtan, he loves Sankirtan, and he gets satisfaction only by Sankirtan, now Sankirtan. Sankirtan, Jajanti, he is Sunidata. And only the Sukritivan, not all, the common mob cannot join this campaign. The Sukritivan, who has good guidance internally, good, fortunate persons, that can catch the very gist of truth. What should be the first ideal, the criterion of the ideal? That is love. That is the supreme thing, the most rare as well as the most precious thing is love and nothing else. But prem, love, beauty, charm. This is the highest thing ever known to the world. And those that can catch this, they are sumedhata, good intellected, well intellected. Otherwise, I'll
brain filled with rubbish.
Rubbish. I can't detect. The brain cannot detect what is right, what is wrong, how much it is precious, more precious than what. They cannot understand, can't follow. Sumedhasa. Their intellect is good. Who can detect by the end, by the plan, by the object of the man, he should be judged, his value should be judged
from his aspiration, or how valuable thing, his aspiration, his ideal. Man should be judged by this, by his ideal. If ideal is great, the man is great. The ideal, one who possesses the highest ideal, he should be considered to be the man of higher order. Sumedhasa, they can only understand, and they generally practice this thought. Kalutu, Namumatina, Bhagavan, Ijyati, Hari. They take to this path, this process of satisfying the Supreme Nama Yoga. In Bhagavatam, this is mentioned. In Mahabharata also in different places. Gaur hari bol. So Karuhajana Rishi, the last of the Navayogendra, he gave us the clue about the Yugavatar and that of Mahaprabhu, as the Yugavatar of this Kali Yuga, and in a very mystic way. Why not very plainly? It must come to our mind. So many avatars are clearly described. And here, when he came to say about Chaitanya Dev, Yuga Avatar of Kali, in a mystic form he calls this first matter. It is, you will find in Prahlad saying, Channa Kalau Trijugaji Nama. O Lord, one of your name is Trijuga. Trijuga. Trijuga means who incarnates in three of the yuga, Satyatata Dhyapada, not in Kali. And why? Channa. Because the avatar incarnation in Kali is in disguise. There we find the key to this mystic way of representing Mahaprabhu to the Sumedha, a particular circle that ordinary people may not have any clue. Sumedha. So, Channa Kalau it is Trijugati. Sarvabhauma put this question to Gopinath Acharya. Before he met Mahaprabhu. After meeting Mahaprabhu, then Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law, he was residing in Navadvip and he was in favor of Mahaprabhu. He had a talk, both of them had a talk about Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Dev. And they go, Sarvabhauma began to praise Mahaprabhu in his own line as a beautiful man and a big scholar also. I have got much attraction for him, but the one thing I can't find very judicious in him, that in young age he has taken sannyas. Long life left. How he will be able to keep up the dignity of the life of a sannyasi, he answers. Then let him, but I can't sit idle, I must help him. I like that boy very much. I shall have to help him as a guardian so that he may not lose his prestige by giving up sannyas, attracted by the fascination of the, what is the player. So Gopinath could not tolerate all this guardian-like advices. He was like, what do you think about him? He's a young man, very beautiful, very charming, and very scholarly. And so he has attracted your attention and you want to become his guardian to keep up his the purity of his life. And you would have to help him. What do you mean saying all these things? You know, do you know? Don't know? He is really the avatar of Kali Yuga. He inaugurated Sankirtan in Navadvip. And it is found in the Shastra. I said, no, no, you have not come to an ordinary person that you will say and I will take. This is a hard nut to crack. What do you say? No, Kali Yuga avatar. It is in one of the names of Vishnu is Trijuga. And Vishnu Shastra Nam Mahabharata. That means he has got no avatar in Kali, except that dasa avatar, Kulki avatar, in the last stage of Kali. So not Yuga avatar, so Trijuga. Then Gopinath also put, think you yourself very proud that you know, you have gone through all the shastras. But Mahabharata and the Srimad Bhagavata, they are the principal shastra of the Sanatanist and you have got no particular knowledge about that. So from Bhagavatam and the Mahabharata, Suvarna Varna Himanga Balangas Chandanangadi, Sanyasakit Samasrantu Nishtha Shanti Parayana. He quoted this passage from Mahabharata and Bhagavatam, and we pushed. Here we find that because direct avatar in Kali, and Naam Sankirtan to speak, and he has done it. So he is not a man, but he, the Lord himself, has come. No, go away. Mind your own business. Then you will come to teach me. In this way. But Mahaprabhu, I can't remember another point. But anyhow, Sarvabhauma asked Sri Chaitanya Dev, I like to teach Vedanta, so that you can keep up the standard of your mind that this world is nothing. Nothing. So no charm you may feel hereafter to enter again into mundane life. Yes, you are my guardian. Whatever you will say, I must do that. I must come. At your suitable time, I must belong from you. Remember that thing. Gopinath told to Sri Chaitanya Dev that Sarvabhauma was saying like this. He does not know your real acquaintances. No, why do you say against him? He is my guardian, he is my father's. He was classmates. So he has got much affection for me, and from that, so he possesses himself as my guardian and he is looking after my welfare. I don't see any fault there. Then Mahaprabhu is hearing and Sarvabhauma speaking. Vedanta. Mahaprabhu keeping silence, only like a good boy in a submissive attitude, giving hearing. But Sarvabhauma, after 7 days of teaching, then he had some doubt in his mind. What's the matter? I am such a scholar in Vedanta and Nyaya Darshan, and I am trying my best with all my intelligence. I am coming to put before him the inner meaning of the Vedanta. But he, no response from him, only like a dumb and deaf, as if he is only attending, sitting quietly. But I can't say that he can't understand. He has a sharp intellect, that I am sure he possesses, but still no appreciation. No response whatsoever, no question whether he understands or not, nothing of the kind. Then what am I doing? He could not keep himself and put the question straight to him, that more than 7 days I am explaining the inner meaning of Vedanta. And so many sannyasins come to me to be taught. about Vedanta. But you don't find any inquiry in my talk, in my explanation. You keep silence. Silence. Wonderful silence. A strange silence. Then Mahaprabhu came out. The Sarvabhauma, what you explain, that is on the basis of Shankar philosophy. But I heard that Shankaracharya has rather covered the real purpose of Vedanta. Vyasadeva is a theistic person, saint person. He has prepared this Vedanta. And what you say, that is all atheistic scholar. And I heard that Shankaracharya, by the order of Narayana, he just put a screen over the real meaning, purpose of the Rama. And Sarvabhauma was an intelligent man. He realized that in a very soft way, he wants to say me that I am what I am explaining, that is all false. What does he say? I am Rebani. I am diligently explained for 7 days to my utmost capacity. And now he comes out with his color, own color, to say that what I am explaining all false. What does he say? Still, like a gentleman, by way, Sarvabhauma, anyhow, hesitatingly put this bold question to Chaitanya Dev. Then you say that what I am explaining so many days, that is all not unsubstantial, unreal. Then can you give the proper meaning? This is improper, this is false, the real meaning of Vedanta. But if you order me, I may try. Vyasutra, it is very ornamented, it is very lustrous in itself. It is all leading towards that Parabrahma, not Krishna. Then, anyhow, Mahaprabhu began and joined this introduction. And he told the Srimad Bhagavatam is the real explanation, explanatory book of Vedanta. Gayatri Bhashya Rupa Shubha. Kiyatiyata. Vedatya Paribhrimhita. About Srimad Bhagavatam. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. Bharatatya Vinirnaya. Gayatri Bhashya Rupa Shubha. Vedatya Paribhrimhita. In Padma Purana, Guru Purana, it is mentioned perhaps. Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. This Bhagavatam is the real, represents the real part of Vedanta Sutra. Brahma Sutra. Bharatartha Vinirnaya. And that vast literature of Mahabharata, 1 lakh of shlok, it is very difficult to take out the real purpose of that book. Srimad Bhagavat has come to give the real meaning. Bharatartha Vinirnaya. Gayatri Bhashya Rupa Shubha, the mother of the Vedic knowledge, is Gayatri. Srimad Bhagavat really gives very just explained in a full-fledged way that of Gayatri. Vedartha Paribhrimhita. And they can consider supplementary teachings of the Veda are also here. of Maya. Bhagavat is there. Vedanta must be explained in the line of the truth which has been expressed in Bhagavat. Then the real meaning would be. Then when the Bhagavat, the question of Bhagavat came, then Sarvabhauma could not, as Mata, he could not deny Bhagavatam. So he told, yes, Bhagavat also I like, and especially there is a shloka, Atma Ramastam Nayo, Nirgantha Rupadukkame, Kudvanta Hi Tami Bhakti Nittam Bhuto Guno Hari. A very beautiful shloka there is. Then Sarvabhauma himself, to regain his lost prestige, he began to explain this Atmaram shloka. Atmaram shloka. And in eight ways he explained it. And this Atmaram shloka explained Mahaprabhu as previously he's hearing. Then after finishing his eight ways of explanation of this shloka, Sarvabhauma thought that he has regained his position to a certain extent. Still, as Katsi, he put Mahaprabhu that, are you satisfied with this explanation? But if you can give more light to that, of course, I may listen to that. Then Mahaprabhu, if you order me, I may try. Then Mahaprabhu gave 18 different types of explanations of that shloka. Leaving away those eight already taken by Sarvabhauma. Then while attending to that explanation, the Sarvabhauma gradually losing his position, finished. The pride is finished. Such consistent, beautiful, devotional, and irresistible explanations are coming, superseding all those that with great energy and effort I have came to the position to explain, and what I thought no human being can cross this sort of explanation. So it is no human intellect can cross mind these different sorts of explanation. It is all covering. But this young boy, what is doing? He really lost his faith in him. Nonplussed. And then he saw, when the thought came that he is, that Gopinath told that he is not a man. This is not possible for a man to explain things in this way. This is something supernatural. Then he found Chaitanya Dev in his Narayana and the Krishna. He says, unfeigned. Then anyhow, when he arose from his trance, found that boy with humility is sitting there, and he is in the position, he is in the student, and then Mahaprabhu told, that today then I may go, and hereby your consent, yes, yes, you may go now. Mahaprabhu went there, and the sadhu home remained there. After some time he recovered, and we now say, what is this I saw? And Yadudbhuji Narayan, then Bhumsivadan Krishna, he's not a man. Not a man. I am not defeated by a man. That is my solace. Sadhu Bhoma became a changed man. Vairagya Vidya Nicha Bhakti Yoga Sikha Tameka Purusha Purano Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripambhade Jastamaham Pavaddi Kalanastam Bhakti Yoga Muniyamaja Radhuskottam Krishna Chaitanya Nama Abhidbhutastasya Padara Bindi Gadham Gadham Diyatam Chitta Bhinga. This two slok composed by Sadhu Homo, expressing that he is the incarnation of Narayana. Next day morning, very early morning, Mahaprabhu with some prasadam from Jagannath temple ran to Sadhu Homo. Sadhu Homo was still in bed. Mahaprabhu came and asked, they must be out. Sadhu Homo, what a wonderful, what a wonderful taste this prasadam, Jagannath prasadam. A very extraordinary taste. You please take it. I have come for you to, with this prasadam. Sadhguru anyhow rose up from the bed. From the bed. And Mahaprabhu is offering and he can't but take, but not cleansing his mouth. Brahman Pandit, he all cleans mouth and then he will do some functions, sandhya bandhan job, then he will take prasadam. But Mahaprabhu came and he is about to give it to his hand. What to do? He had to take. Mahaprabhu told, we have got our previous experience, what is the taste of these things? This is ghee, the rice, the sweet and the spices. We all know how taste they have got. But this is wonderful. This has touched the leaf. This life, saliva of Krishna himself, so it is wonderfully tasteful. Manasadhu Bhama took and with uttering some mantra, Naivedyam Yagadishasya Annapanadikam Yagat. Prapti Matrena Bhaktabham Natya Kala Vicharana. No desha niyamastatva, no kala niyamastatva. Prapti Matrena took and put and began to dance. And Mahaprabhu also began to dance. And Mahaprabhu told, today I have conquered the whole world when I conquered a scholar like Sadhu. Aji ami anayase jinino tribhuvan. Sadhu Bhumi holds the Mahaprasadi Vishas. Sadhu Bhumi, he has got so much faith in Mahaprasad that without doing any Vedic function he took the prasadam. My mission is successful. He began to dance, Sadhu Bhumi began to dance. Alingam, and welcome, and Sadhu Bhumi fell asleep. And then, after some time, Sadhu Bhumi rising, came to the feet of Mahaprabhu. Please, deliver me from this. No, no, Sadhu Bhumi, you are so great. You are my guardian. For you I have come here. All these things. Then Gopinath Acharya, he said, what, Sadhu Bhumi? How are you? It is by your grace that I got the grace of Mahaprabhu. You are my friend. In this way. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What's the time now?
Sava, 9:15.
Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Today I may stop here. Again, if Sarvabhavan there come, again I shall have to say something with them, perhaps. So here, I use it. Good.